A new 6-week comedy anthology series is about to begin on public television. It's called Trying Times. Our television critic David Bianculli has this review.
Even the executives at PBS admit that comedy isn't exactly the strong suit of public television. Its head programmer refers to PBS as the humor-impaired network, and it's true. Take away the imported British sitcoms and the occasional American Playhouse comedy, and what have you got? Fond, dim memories of the Great American Dream Machine, which was on PBS way back when Richard Nixon was in the White House. That's why Trying Times is such a big step for public television. It's the network's attempt to do comedy for adults, intelligent, quirky comedies with offbeat actors and no laugh tracks. One connecting theme in Trying Times is that each episode focuses on a person in the midst of a small but tension-filled situation. In the opener, A Family Tree, Rosanna Arquette visits her future in-laws. In another installment, Terry Garr takes a driver's test. In another, Stephen Wright goes on his first job interview, and so on. Another common thread in Trying Times is that the main characters often explain themselves and their actions to the viewer. They talk in quiet voices in front of a cool gray backdrop, like the witnesses in the movie Reds. So is Trying Times funny? Sometimes. Here's Terry Garr in Drive, She Said, trying to bluff her way out of a car showroom.
Well, what sort of thing were you looking for?
Well, I'm a professional race car driver, so I'm looking for a professional race car.
Where do you race?
Indianapolis 500, Wimbledon, the usual.
And here's Stephen Wright in Get a Job, trying to understand why his lack of ambition is a liability rather than an asset.
You mean I didn't get the job?
Look, you're an intelligent, capable person, but I cannot, in good conscience, hire someone who is so stubbornly opposed to self-advancement.
You mean if you like the mailroom, you want to work in the mailroom, and you want to stay in the mailroom, then you can't get a job in the mailroom? Great system.
The 6 installments of Trying Times are written and directed by some innovative artists. Jonathan Demme directed A Family Tree, Spalding Gray co-wrote and stars in Bedtime Story, and Christopher Durang wrote The Visit. These people don't do television very often, and probably don't watch television very often, so they probably think that what they're doing is terribly clever and sophisticated and unusual. Well, I've seen the episode starring Terry Garr, Rosanna Arquette, and Stephen Wright, and of those three, only Get a Job, starring Wright, is really that clever. And there's nothing that unusual, except for one bloody scene in A Family Tree where a garbage disposal gets turned on by mistake while somebody's fishing around for a diamond ring.
He'll never get it out with just his hands. Needs to use more ingenuity.
Wait, I think I can almost feel it down here. I think I can almost see it.
Oh, good.
Cut the light on for me.
The happy truth is that network sitcoms grew up between the time this PBS series was proposed years ago and the time it was finally produced. Now there are intelligent, quirky comedies with no laugh tracks in primetime on all 3 networks. Frank's Place, Hooperman, The Slap Maxwell Story, and The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd. With Trying Times, PBS has added some good humor to the mix, but not in time to patent the recipe. Trying Times is worth trying, and PBS executives have every reason to be proud. They do not, however, have any reason to gloat. From what I've seen, Trying Times is good. Frank's Place and Molly Dodd are better.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.